Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for being here. Oh, Pastor. Oh, a couple weeks off, and man, huh? Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus' name. We're so grateful to be here, Lord. We're so thankful for the love that you've just poured out on us, Lord, the grace and the mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, you've given us everything, Lord, not only for this life and for godliness in you, Lord, but for the next life as well, which is the most important part of the whole thing, Lord, because when we leave this earth one way or another, we're going to be immediately in your presence for eternity, Lord. And that is the hope that we have in us, Lord. That's the hope that keeps us going. That's the hope that stirs us up to good works. That's the hope that calls us, Father, and causes us to be children of the kingdom and ambassadors of the gospel, Lord, and soldiers of the cross. Father, we confess to you that our flesh holds us back, Lord. We have so many problems, Lord, because of ourselves. And so we pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would fill this place this morning and that you would be filling each one of us, Lord God, that your Spirit would be giving us the ability to do that which we cannot do on our own, Father, because our flesh is weak. But you are strong, Lord, and through your Spirit, you can accomplish anything in us and through us. And so we pray that we would be surrendered to your will and to your word this morning. We pray that you would instruct us and that you would reprove us where we need it. You would train us. And that on our hearts, Father, you would write the words of your book, Lord, so that it wouldn't just be words that we know or stories that we know, Father, but it would be a truth that lives inside of us that we take with us wherever we go, and that would be the light that we shine. That's what would make us a city on a hill, and that's what would make us salt to this earth, Father. Help us to be who you called us to be in Jesus Christ, and it's in his precious name that we pray. Amen. 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 Let's stand together.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever-wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed by the ocean. That see my sin would look on me with love and watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice that comes to see would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed by the ocean. Catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. fear? And whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I am yours, I am yours. And whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? I am yours. That pours from Emmanuel's veins, and this sinner was plunged beneath the flood, and God saved. And since then I walk in forgiveness, and all of my guilt was erased. The chains of the past are broken at last. I got saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more? I've received nothing but goodness. I've tested and tasted your grace. I was so lost till I fell at the cross, and God saved. Oh, I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord.
God.
The love of God gave me his pardon. The love of God won't let me stay the same. The love of God calls me up higher. His will is stronger. That's why I got saved. I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus. How could I want more?
I'm undone.
I'm undone by the mercy of Jesus. I'm undone by the goodness of the Lord. I'm restored and made right. He got a hold of my life. I've got Jesus, how could I want more?
I've got Jesus,
how could I want more?
I've got Jesus,
how could I want more?
Amen, amen. You may be seated. You have our ushers come on up. Lord, thank you so much. The blessings, Lord, that you've put into our lives, sir, it's unfathomable, Lord God. You've called us and you've set us apart. Father, you've made us sons and daughters through Jesus Christ, your Son, joint heirs to the promise, Lord. And we can barely and scarcely comprehend that, Father. And as the scripture says, your grace is sufficient, Father. If we were in tribulation and persecutions and destitute and homeless, we would still be kings and queens and princes, Lord, and princesses, because of what you've accomplished through Jesus Christ. And yet, you've put us in such a time and a place, Lord, and made us a people of means, Lord, and of comfort, really, Father. And in all the ages and times of history, Lord, we have more and we're more comfortable than any other time, Lord. And we're grateful for that. We're thankful for that, Father. And yet, we find it has this double effect in us, Lord, where it causes us to get sidetracked. It causes us to forget, Lord, that we are here for a reason, Lord. We have a purpose. We have a mission. And all that we are, all that we possess, everything that you've put in our stewardship, Lord, is to be given back to you in our service to you, Lord, and in the usefulness for your kingdom, for proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. So help us to get ourselves on the right track, Lord, in our minds and in our hearts, Father. Help us to see that everything that we have, Lord, is to be laid on the altar, Father, for your service, for your glory. You need and desire and command our obedience, our love, and single-minded and single-heartedness towards you, Lord. And we know that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you can accomplish that in us, and that's what we pray for, Father. So we pray that you would take the tithes and offerings that are given out of these willing hearts, hearts of faith, Lord, and that you would bless the givers, Lord, and that you would take what is given and use it for your glory and for your purposes. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Lost or saved, find better way at the sound of your great name. All condemned, feel no shame at the sound of your great name. Of your great name, the enemy, he has to leave at the sound of your great name. Jesus, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Son of God.
stand for one more together.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Perfect submission.
Perfect submission. Perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, rain from above, echoes of mercy and whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Perfect submission.
Perfect submission.
All is at rest.
All is at rest.
I am my Savior. I'm happy and blessed.
I am my Savior. I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness and lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior the day long.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Praising.
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen, amen. You may be seated.